In a few days, the TV channels will start showing, as they do every year, the classic holiday films. Of course, Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol. Last Christmas, I think it was last Christmas, I saw it about four times. Took the kids skiing. The three boys were skiing, and my wife and I got the flu. So I learned how to use the wood stove in the condo and the TV for 3 days. And about all I was good for is when they called me about 5 o'clock in the afternoon when the boys had had enough skiing. About all I was good for is to go over and pick them up and bring them back. But anyway, one of those films that they show every winter is Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life. I think I saw that twice. George Bailey, played by Jimmy Stewart, puts his money where his faith is. That's unusual, isn't it? He put his money where his faith is. The film is a great inspiration for men because Bailey is extremely human. He flirts with infidelity, and he even loses his temper. But each time, guys, he chooses to sacrifice self in order to help someone else. He is a leader. It is truly a wonderful life when we put our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we're here this morning, guys, to encourage one another and to challenge one another to hang in there. Right? Isn't that why we're here? And I know for a fact, because I have the privilege of visiting with you during the week, that some of you have got some heavy rocks in your pack. A man called me yesterday. He's in a tough spot financially. He was working on a $35 million deal. He started counting the commission before he got it, of course, which is a temptation for all of us, and the deal fell through. If you experience a disappointment, sort of like that in your life. Maybe you're in a place where your career is going nowhere. You're on a plateau. You're just stuck. Or maybe your marriage is more of a stalemate than it is heavenly bliss. Your health may be failing. And all around us, men, instead of community leaders like George Bailey, who sacrificed to build us up, there are non-leaders all around us who compete with us voraciously, who manipulate us, and who lie to us. And then we can become tempted to become skeptical or even cynical as we beat our brains out. Is it worth it, men, to continue to contend for the faith? Is it worth it? This morning, our teacher Jude says yes. Open your scriptures to the book of Jude. You probably ask yourself, how do you go about picking out a book like Jude? I've never studied Jude before. Well, the answer is I never did either. So I said, I think one good way to learn the book is to get up and talk about it. We're going to look at one little packed verse here today. Jude 11. Come on in, guys, and sit down. You've got plenty of room here. Okay, Jude 11. Woe to them, he says. Now, who are the them? Those of you that have been tracking with us for the last month or so. Woe to them. Who are the them? Those are the non-leaders that have crept into the community with the wrong idea. They don't like the Orthodox faith. They've got a better idea. This has been happening now for 2,000 years. Woe to them, he says. They have taken the way of Cain, They have rushed for profit into Balaam's error, and they have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. Notice the tense on that last little example there. They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. We'll come back to that a little later. I'll explain that to you. Okay, woe to them. Let's just take it apart here this morning as a way of encouraging us and to challenge us to stay at it. Woe to them. Woe in the Bible means, when you see woe like you do in the Gospels, in Matthew 25, where Jesus talks about the woes, when you see woe, what it means is woe. Watch out. What it means is that nothing can happen to us on the outside, whatever it is, health, money, relationships, nothing can happen to us on the outside that can be as bad as getting on the wrong side of God. Wally shared with me this morning, one of our guests, that he has a friend that used to follow the Lord. He used to be a man who contended for the faith, and now he's gone the other way. I can't imagine anything being as awful as that. You might not have been able to relate to that list I gave you earlier of the hard rocks in the pack. Marriage, money, career, health. But maybe you are not trusting God. You are trusting yourself because everything is going right. And Jude says, be careful. Be real careful. And Jude says, here are three Old Testament characters who got off the track. Woe to them, he says. He says that they have taken the way of Cain. Why did Cain kill Abel? Why did he kill Abel? That's right. He couldn't stand it. He couldn't stand it when he saw how God accepted Abel's sacrifice of a pure heart. Couldn't stand it. Men, that envy led to murder. This world, men, just does not understand what it means to trust God. It wants to manipulate us. It doesn't understand what it means just to trust the Lord with a pure heart. And we are so programmed by image that if we are not careful, we will look to men and not to God. The proverb Solomon says, fear of man brings a snare. You've got to be careful. Non-leaders all around us trying to manipulate us are envious, really, when you come right down to it, of that pure relationship and that trust we have of the Lord. And then Jude says they have rushed for profit into Balaam's error. Now, who was Balaam? Well, Balaam was a prophet who belonged to the Lord. He pretended to serve God, but he watered down the message for what? I remember having a guy come to me a long time ago, and he said, you know, Chris, you better tone it down. You know, you've got to eat. I remember standing on the corner in Philadelphia, and he's a good guy. I love him. He was worried about me. He says, you better tone it down. You got to eat. You know, that was 20 years ago, and men, as you can see, I've not missed a meal. And I haven't toned it down. I might have toned it down, and that's what I'm worried about. But Balaam watered down the message for money. His greed was so strong that God even sent a donkey to talk to him with a human voice to stop him, and you couldn't stop him because it was so strong. He had the gimme wants. And we live in a world surrounded by the gimme wants. We live in a culture of discontent. And the scripture tells us godliness with contentment is great gain. Why is it such great gain? Why is godliness with contentment such great gain? Huh? Take a shot at it. It's so hard to get it. Contentment is so hard. If you live in a culture of discontent, it's so hard to be content. So you've got Cain representing what? Envy. You've got Balaam representing what? Greed. And then he's got one more. Korah's rebellion. They have perished. He's saying, don't worry about the people around you. They have perished in Korah's rebellion. Korah, of course, you know who he is from your Sunday school lessons. Korah was the guy who led the rebellion with about 250 other guys against Moses. He didn't like the fact that God had chosen Moses to be the leader, his authority, and he didn't like submitting to authority. The result was his destruction. If you like to read those Old Testament dramas, you know, there's a good one there in the book of Numbers. The Lord had a unique way of taking care of him. He just opened up the earth and they all fell in and he closed it over. Quick job. Jude is so certain, men, that non-leaders were doomed. Those that don't like the authority of God in their lives or, in our lives. He was so certain that they were doomed that he uses the past tense. They have been destroyed, he says. Woe, they have rushed for profit into Balaam's error. They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. And men, that is the bottom line on the message this morning. And the bottom line is this. Don't quit. Don't get faked out. Don't worry about it. What we see all around us is simply the same old thing, sin, in new packages. The cast of characters, our envy, represented by Cain, greed, represented by Balaam, and pride and rebellion, represented by Korah's rebellion. Don't worry about it. It's not worth it. This Christian season, you will probably see It's a Wonderful Life somewhere. It's hard to miss it. And if you get the flu, and I hope you don't, that's a good way to spend the time. Like George Bailey, refuse to succumb to these temptations. When we do, we thwart the encroaching darkness all around us. It is truly a wonderful life in Him. Next Friday, probably a more... What would you call it, David? Good adjective. A little bit more positive approach to the Christmas season here. But we take it, in my role here, we just take it as the Lord serves it up, as He tees it up. Let's have prayer together. Lord, I personally am so thankful that I am included in your family by your grace through faith. And Lord, I just pray that I thank you for your scripture that you carefully gave us through your servants, in this case Jude. And it's so clear that historically there's going to be threats to our trusting you. And I just pray for the grace for each man here to trust you, to provide for him economically and non-economically. Thank you for eternal life, which you give us by faith in Jesus Christ. And in His name we pray. Amen.